is the fact that there will be, there'll have to be physical changes to accommodate for the extra elected members. And for Lifford to accommodate these people, there'll have to be changes. But I'm sure, like everything else, there'll also have to be funding.
And there is no way that the current chamber could hold 37 councillors, the media, and a public gallery.
Well, you know, council meetings as such are open to the public, and I encourage the public, if possible, to attend the meetings where there's something of significant interest to their own area there. But it's a very inconvenient place at the moment. It's not user-friendly as regards the public or the media, and indeed the councillors for that matter, or the staff.
And do you believe that maybe council staff may have to relocate to somewhere completely different from the county house in Lifford because there is a lack of space currently there?
Well, the other question that I asked on the same day was what was the press had made with regard the army barracks in Lifford. They said they have the agreement in principle, there's still work to be done there, and it's expected that that will conclude by the end of 2013. So I'm sure that somewhere between all this there's room to tie all this in together.
Do you believe that the army barracks in Lifford could be a place for council staff to relocate?
Yeah, I think that's one of the options. You know, there's a lot of rented accommodation in Lifford. There's a lot of rented accommodation throughout the council area. And if the council falls by this under the proper circumstances and conditions, I see no reason why that couldn't also be part of the equation when this has all been balanced out for to bring to accommodate everyone's needs in the new council.